Today, however, our priorities have shifted once again. Now the distinguishing of gender is considered by many to be more important than agreement in number. The common artifices used for this new priority, such as S/he or he and she, are, to my mind, tortured and inelegant. Casey Miller and Kate Swift, in their classic, The Handbook of Non-Sexist Writing, agree and argue that it is time to bring back the earlier usage of they, them, and their as both singular and plural, just as you is are. They further argue that this return to the earlier historical usage has already become quite common out on the street. Witness a typical sign by the ocean that reads, "Anyone using this beach after 5 p.m. does so at their own risk." I have followed Casey and Kate's wise recommendations in all of this. As for my commas, they are deliberately used according to my own rules, rather than according to the rules of historic grammar, which I did learn, I hastily add to reassure my old Harvard professors, who despaired of me weekly during English class. In spite of those rules, I follow my own, which are to write conversationally and put in a comma wherever I would normally stop for a breath, were I speaking the same line. The same conversational rule applies to my use of italics. This book is a conversation. I'm sitting down with you to tell you what I know. Conversations have rhythms. You emphasize a word here, you speak a word softly there. There are pauses. The speed of one sentence sometimes changes from the previous. All of this is difficult to reproduce in print if all the text looks equal. So I use italics, I use dashes, I use parentheses, I use color, etc., to reproduce in print, as much as I can, the rhythms of natural speech. Finally, I guess some of my spelling and capitalization is weird. You say weird, I say playful. Fortunately, since this is my own book, I get to play by my own peculiar inclinations and playfulness. I'm just grateful that 10 million readers have gone along. Nothing delights a child at heart more than being found at play. Dick Bowles. P.S. Over the last 40 years, a few critics have complained that this book is too complicated in its vocabulary and grammar for anyone except a college graduate. Two readers, however, have written me with a different view. The first one, from England, said there is an index that analyzes a book to tell you what grade in school you must have finished in order to be able to understand it. My book's index, he said, turned out to be 6.1, which means you need only have finished 6th grade in a U.S. school in order to understand it. Here in the U.S., a college instructor came up with a similar finding. He phoned me to tell me that my book was rejected by the authorities as a proposed text for the college course he was teaching because, they said, the book's language or grammar was not up to college level. What level was it? I asked. Well, he replied, when they analyzed it, it turned out to be written on an 8th grade level. 6th or 8th grade, that seems just about right to me. Why make job hunting complicated when it can be expressed so simply even a child could understand it? We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of What Color is Your Parachute? 2019, a practical manual for job hunters and career changers by Richard N. Bowles, performed by Mel Foster, engineered by Laura Stahl. Performance copyright 2018 by Brilliance Publishing, Inc. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form, It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.